This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. We're following the breaking news out of Washington, D.C. The White House has now confirmed what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said about 40 minutes ago, that President Trump will sign the spending bill that will avert another government shutdown, but also that President Trump will declare a national emergency for the border wall. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to a bunch of listeners who have been texting me on the Online Trading Academy text line. There is a point many of you made that has really made me rethink what I said last hour. Because what I said was, I think declaring a national emergency by the president is a dangerous precedent. Because then when President Inslee takes over in 2025, after Trump's 8 years, that a Democratic president will declare a national emergency for climate change. And I said, I think this is a dangerous precedent. And a bunch of you made the same point. And you are correct. You said, Dari, even if Trump doesn't do a national emergency for the wall, the Democrats would still do a national emergency for climate change. That they are so singularly focused on that scam, you know, the biggest government takeover of the private sector in the history of mankind, with trillions of dollars at stake. And you are correct that maybe my fear of a precedent is silly, because the Democrats will likely do that regardless of what Donald Trump does. So, excellent point. And more proof that I do read your messages. So you can always text us, 98973, the Online Trading Academy text line. But I do appreciate everybody who's been writing in throughout the afternoon. A lot of comments about the Edmonds Diversity Commission. I'll have more on that coming up. In the big lead at 2, because they've released an updated statement that is as provable a lie as you will ever see from a government commission. That I think would bolster the bakery's case for a lawsuit if he wanted to. But I don't think he wants to. But I'll get to that a little bit later this afternoon. The other big story locally and nationally that broke about 8:30 this morning was Amazon announcing that it is pulling out of its deal to build HQ2 in New York City. And you may have heard some of the sound bites in our newscast. Guy at GeekWire said he's shocked that Amazon is pulling out. You know who's not shocked? Me. I'm going to play. I played this a few days ago, but in case you didn't hear it, on November 18th, so almost 3 months ago, the day Amazon announced it was selecting New York City for HQ2, here is what I said on this radio show.
Here's the part that is particularly baffling. I truly thought that one of the reasons that Amazon was getting out of here was because they wanted to get away from what I was just talking about a couple of minutes ago, the absolute insane politics of our region.
No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy. He is our enemy. And we have to fight big business. The question is, will we have elected representatives who will fight with us or not?
Okay, so they get away in part from the lunatic that is Kashama Sawant, and they are running headlong into the lunatic that is also a Democrat socialist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, so it just made no sense to me that Amazon would go into a city where there are wacko leftist political forces that clearly were going to ally against them. One more clip from this show, November 18th.
You would think that the bartender-turned-politician would say, and a lot of these jobs are going to be six-figure, they say. You'd think that'd be good news for a socialist congresswoman-elect. But no, Alexandria Cortez, she hates Amazon as much as Sawant does.
So the day Amazon made that announcement, I said Amazon was nuts. And it took them almost 3 months. But and that's the thing. Given enough time, every person, every organization, every entity eventually will come around to my way of thinking on every issue because it's just correct. And it took Amazon almost 3 months. And once again, I'll make the offer right here, right now, today, that I made to Jeff Bezos a couple days ago when we were getting hints that they might pull out of New York City. Jeff, double my radio compensation, and I'll be an advisor, and I could have spared you all of this. I could have spared you all of this. But it will take a full doubling. I'm not going to do it for 90% more because this job's really fun that I have now. But you make it worth my while. Or you know what? I'll keep the radio show and I'll just become a special consultant. Because with all of the millions of dollars and all the man hours and all the teams of wonky execs who were part of this decision, turns out it took a kid from Ballard to tell you that it was crazy. I could have saved you all of this, man. Call me, Jeff. Call Nicole. I don't want to take your call direct. I don't want you to have my cell number because then you'll never stop pestering me.
Yes, please call me, Jeff.
Oh, he's... Do you think he's going to stay with Lauren?
I don't know.
Her brother leaked the photos.
I know, but if she knew... But she's sending them to her brother, which is so disturbing.
If he wasn't... Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, what woman shares sexting photos? And they just yesterday, Amazon, or Bezos, he announced that his private investigation confirmed that it was her brother. Yes, who sends sexting photos of them and their lover to their brother?
Unless she had a plan. Unless she knew he was going to try to get money out of somebody.
But that's why Bezos can't stay with her. It's really bizarre. Okay, so Bezos dumps her because of this transgression. Would you have any interest?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to him. I'd have to get to know him.
He's got that weird laugh. That would be tough to get past.
Yeah. Well.
But he'd pick up the dinner check.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Yeah,
that would be a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, Jeff, call Nicole to get hold of me. Or use me as a pretense to get hold of Nicole. It's totally up to you. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15, I saw a headline yesterday touting a University of Washington study. And I'm going to just read you the headline. Before I read the headline, I didn't think this through well enough. Before I read you the headline, let me ask you, what do you think is the biggest cause of our homelessness crisis around here? I'll give you a second to think about it. Okay. You've all come up with your answer. And you've all come up with the exact same answer. The biggest cause of our homelessness crisis is drugs. Nope. Let me read you this headline. I saw this at comonews.com. Evictions and rent spikes, big contributor to Washington's homelessness crisis, study finds. And this is actually a revised headline. Because last night when I saw it, it said that that was not a big contributor, but the leading cause of our homelessness crisis. And they cite a University of Washington study that says that because of rent spikes, people are getting evicted. It's predominantly people of color who are being evicted. I read as much of the study as I could. I clicked on the link, and it was so wonky. But anybody who thinks that anything other than drugs is the biggest factor in our homelessness crisis, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I see this all the time. Then let's move on to a pure fake news headline. In fact, everybody today has been running the same headline or variations of the same headline. NBC News. California rapper sleeping in car killed by police who opened fire. USA Today. California police officers fatally shoot rapper found sleeping in car. The Hill. Six California police officers fatally shoot rapper found sleeping in car. On and on it goes. The Guardian. Six California officers fire shots at rapper who'd been asleep in car. You read these headlines, and it conveys the image that a guy's sound asleep in his car, six cops walk up, and they just open fire on him. Now, let me read to you the San Francisco Chronicle story of this. 21-year-old rapper, his name is Willie McCoy. According to the police, McCoy, known as Willie Bo of the rap group FBG, had a handgun in his lap when he was found unresponsive in the driver's seat of a silver Mercedes that was locked but running in a Taco Bell drive-thru around 10:30 p.m. After backup arrived, officers said McCoy awoke and looked at them as they ordered him to keep his hands visible. Instead, a police statement reads, instead, he quickly moved his hands downward for the firearm. Fearing for their safety, the six officers, now on administrative leave, opened fire within 4 seconds. Does that sound like the story that should have been attached to all those headlines? Now, his family members, the rapper's family members, they say it was senseless. They can't understand why they would shoot him. I mean, these cops know they're going to be part of a firestorm. I doubt if they wanted to bring that on in their life. But these headlines that suggest that this guy was just snoozing and, oh, let's shoot him. He's asleep. Let's shoot him. That's the media. Those headlines, that's the media being evil. Okay, that's NBC News. That's USA Today, The Hill, The Guardian. That's the media being evil. Creating a storyline in a headline that has almost zero relation to reality. The guy was not sleeping. He woke up. Cops all believed that he was reaching for his handgun on his lap. I mean, look, if you are so high that you fall asleep in your car at the Taco Bell drive-thru, yeah, you're probably capable of making a deadly decision when you wake up and see all the cops there, and maybe reaching for the gun was that deadly decision. But if the headlines had said, police officers shoot rapper reaching for gun, that would certainly be more reflective of reality than police officers shoot rapper who's sleeping. That's the media being evil. And that's fake news from several different news organizations today, trying to create more hatred against cops. Next up in the big lead. Oh, no. What are we doing? We doing the Fast 15 right now?
Yeah, you were on such a, that was a fiery topic for you.
Holy moly.
Felt very big leadish.
I was in my zone there.
That was Fast 15.
Yeah, it's the Fast 15, so I can just do it without a little bumper, without a little stinger. So, Jussie Smollett, he's the actor on the Fox series Empire who says that he was randomly attacked at 2 in the morning by people who called him the N-word and the F, gay slur word. And his story has just completely fallen apart. Chicago police checked hundreds of security cameras. They could find no evidence of such an attack. He didn't call police for a long time. When the police arrived 40 minutes after the so-called attack, he had the noose around his neck when the police arrived that he says they put there. He went on with Robin Roberts, Good Morning America today.
We got back to the apartment. There was no food. And so I went out to Walgreens thinking that they were 24 hours and to have a smoke. Walgreens was closed. So I called him up and I said, hey, I'm going to run to Subway, which was across the street, and I'm going to get a salad. Do you want anything? I went to the Subway and got the order. During that time, I texted my manager thinking that he was still in Australia because he was on an Australian tour with one of his other clients. Mm-hmm. And I said, yo, call me when you can. He called me immediately. And while he was on the phone, I heard, as I was crossing the intersection, I heard Empire. And I don't answer to Empire. My name ain't Empire. And I didn't answer. I kept walking, and then I heard Empire. So I turned around and I said, did you just say to me? I mean, I see the attacker.
Okay. And then he says that they jumped him. They put a noose around his neck, but it's interesting. He still had the noose around his neck, and he tried to explain the noose. And I heard a quote from one of his neighbors. One of his neighbors said, I just don't believe his story. Half the people who live in our neighborhood are black. The other half are gay. And we've never heard about anyone else being attacked in this neighborhood by these two MAGA-shouting thugs out on the street. And this one was weird. Why did he keep the noose on for 40 minutes until police arrived?
I smelled bleach. I know the smell of bleach. And I saw on my sweatshirt, it had marks on it, like spots on it, when you have a bad bleach job. So then I was like, there's bleach on me too. So when the police came, I kept the clothes on. I kept the rope.
So you had the rope on the entire time?
I mean, it wasn't like wrapped around, but yeah, it was around because I wanted them to see. I wanted them to see what this was.
And he's also said that he didn't even know they'd put the noose around him until later. Which, how do you have no awareness if people are putting a rope around your neck? It was all bizarre. So he wouldn't hand over his phone because phone records could have confirmed his story. Then he gave them a printout of his phone records that were heavily redacted that Chicago police said were absolutely useless in the investigation.
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because I have private pictures and videos and numbers, my partner's number, my family's number, my castmate's number, my friend's numbers, my private emails, my private songs, my private voice memos. I don't know what that's going to be to hand over my phone for. And honestly, by then, inaccurate false statements had already been put out there.
So his story just sounds as phony as a $3 bill. But he's out there on Good Morning America defending it, but not very many people are buying it anymore. That is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes of the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Hey, it's Valentine's Day. Have you heard the love messages that Russell Wilson and Ciara exchanged? Whew! You will. Next. On the Dory Monson Show. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. So I get out to my car this morning, Nicole, And I've never been good at Valentine's Day. Never.
It's not that hard.
I don't understand.
It's like the easiest
holiday. You just treat people nicely all year round if you love them.
Yes, but
you don't need one special day that's this contrived thing.
I don't know, but it's just a thing, and you just grab some flowers. It's easy.
So I get out to my car this morning, and sitting on the driver's seat is a set of cookware that I've been wanting, because our pots and pans are kind of old, and I like to cook.
Yes.
And I know all the ladies who are listening, smart, funny, and he loves to cook. Sorry, girls, I'm taken. But
I'm excited for you, because if they're anything like the ones I got for Christmas, they're great.
Well, yeah, but I haven't. I don't.
Well,
I haven't
lucky
gotten...
for you, you have time after the show to go do that before you go home.
Where? What? Flowers?
Well, I don't know. She stepped up. You might have to do better than flowers.
So anyway, then I get here and I see that there are some Instagram videos that have been flying back and forth between the quarterback of your Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, and his wife, Sierra. And I don't really understand public professions, why you would post on Instagram what you could say to somebody just one-on-one. I just don't really understand that. I may try to rectify that in a couple of minutes here. But see, here's what Sierra posted, because she has, it's all to market her new song. She has a song called Greatest Love. And anyway, so here's what Sierra posted on Insta, as the kids like to say.
Okay, so it's only right that I join you all and shout out my greatest love to Faye. I just want to tell you, I love you so much. I love how you are always there for me. How if my wig is tilted sideways, you're going to help me tilt it right back. You always got my back. You're always there when I call. You are the best partner in life I could ever hope for. I'll ride for you. I'll die for you. I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day, Faye.
Okay, so she's looking at her phone recording this. Russell is apparently off to the side at 90 degrees. She's not saying it to him. She's saying it
to
her
phone. Well,
he
sounds like he's in a different room, maybe.
Well, but then he kind of calls out, and it sounds like he's ready.
Sounds like we shouldn't be listening.
It sounds, you can't really hear what Russell says, but it sounds like he's ready for some loving. And he says something to her, and then she... Now here's how she responds to all that. I think he says, come over here or something.
God, he always all up in the... Okay, here I go.
See, I don't know about sharing all of this. And then here's the one Russell posted to Sierra.
So I see there's a cool challenge going around. People are hashtagging greatest love and who their greatest love is.
I see there's a cool challenge. No,
yeah.
This is something that they're doing to market her greatest love new single.
So I see there's a cool challenge going around where people are hashtagging greatest love and who their greatest love is. And baby, you're my greatest love for several reasons. I think, first of all, you inspired me.
Okay. Now, a friend of mine, like they did it on air, I think. Didn't they do this on air? I think they did on air, so I can name him.
I think you can name him regardless. He's proud of giving us this content for today.
So Brock Huard's the one who said, did you see this? And the way Brock presented it was he had his phone at my desk, and I think he said they did this on air with a variety of people. And they said, how long can you watch this Russell Wilson love message to Sierra? And I made it 11 seconds, and I said, which is right where I just cut it off. I said, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to hear this, but I'm going to play the rest of it for you. But I made it 11 seconds that I could stand watching and listening to this.
So I see there's a cool challenge going around where people are hashtagging greatest love and who their greatest love is. And baby, you're my greatest love for several reasons. I think, first of all, you inspired me. The way that you care for others, the way that you make the world a better place, how dedicated you are to being great, truly inspires me. I think second of all, the mother that you are, you know, how you take care of our children and how you care for them and go wherever, whenever for them is the most amazing thing ever.
I find this so weird to say it into your phone for the world to hear when you're speaking to one person. You could just say it to that one person and not put it on display.
It's a marketing.
Not make
toy.
A big, look at how loving we are. Look at how wonderful I am.
We're totally falling for it, too.
Third of all, you make me a better man. You challenge my faith. You increase my faith. And the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And I found a good thing in you. And I think finally, you're the sexiest woman on the planet. You're bad to the bone. And I'm glad to be your.
Is bad to the bone in the Bible?
Well, I think he had gotten out of that.
Oh, so you just did it back to back.
This was number three.
Okay, Bible, and then bad to the bone.
And I think finally, you're the sexiest woman on the planet. You're bad to the bone. And I'm glad to be your husband and take care of you and provide for you. And yes, I will fix your wig. And yes, I will do whatever you say. I love you. And you are my greatest love. Love you.
Yeah. Okay, let me try. Since this greatest love thing's going around here.
Ugh.
In case my wife's listening, because, you know, school was canceled again today. Don't get me started on that. But in case my wife is listening, do you have any music for this, Sean? Could you hook me up?
I'm nervous.
Hey, hon. I'm going to be home about 3:20 this afternoon. And I was thinking, when I get home, I'm going to start doing some show prep for tomorrow's show. Then, about 4 o'clock, I'm just going to watch a little college basketball. Then after that, dinner time. I don't know what you were planning for dinner. But I still have some leftover pork chop and then scalloped potatoes in the fridge. I'm just going to heat that up. But those scalloped potatoes, hon, they're really cheesy. Yeah. Then, after a little bit of dinner, you want to watch The Rookie or something? Maybe The Americans? Then after that, hon, I'll do my second round of show prep for tomorrow's show. Love you, babe. You are my greatest love.
That was a lot of you. You're supposed to make it about her.
We have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. One thing that has become increasingly clear is the new faces of the Democrat Party. Pretty stupid. You know, that Green New Deal that came out a few days ago, where, and they're just lying about it now. When they're called out, so you want to phase out all air travel. That's what the document said. That Ocasio-Cortez, but it was signed on by Inslee and a bunch of senators who want to run for president in 2020, and a bunch of members of the House, including Seattle's own Pramila Jayapal. It said they want to phase out air travel. They want to phase out farting cows. That's the words that were in the document. They want to provide an income to people who are unwilling to work. That's what they released. And now they're getting hammered because it was like a fourth grader's school paper. And it's clear that the people behind that are unfathomably stupid. And Pramila Jayapal, She went on CNN to talk with Chris Cuomo about this.
We're still trying to establish what is actually in the deal. So today somebody said to me, well, aren't you, you know, in the town of Boeing? And how do you feel about eliminating all air travel?
Yeah.
And I said, no, that's not what it does. But I got a little nervous, so I went back and checked. And it definitely does not do that.
It definitely said that. It said that they are going to go carbon neutral because we can't phase out air travel in 10 years. So we'll shoot for carbon neutral in 10 years. But the eventual goal is to eliminate air travel. It does say that. She signed on to something, and you heard what she said at the very beginning.
We're still trying to establish what is actually in the deal. So
you signed on to something, but you hadn't established what was in it. And then he asked her, how do you pay for this?
How do you pay for any of these things? You guys are being too generous, hyper-ambitious. Where do you draw the line?
Well, I'm introducing the Medicare for All bill, and I'm really excited to have that conversation with you. I think that
You're sitting there. You can have the conversation right now. You don't know how to pay for it because there isn't enough money to pay for it. And it's just stupidity. You want more stupidity? Representative Gwen Moore on the floor of the House, she was talking about, she's a Democrat, she was talking about how Republicans are touting all the great things that are happening in America. And listen to this. Again, you want to hear the definition of stupid?
GDP is great. Unemployment is at an all-time low. African Americans are doing well. Hispanics are doing well. Wages are rising at the fastest pace in 10 years. Blah, blah, blah.
So those all sound like great things to me. Our economy's doing great. Minority unemployment's at record lows. People are more optimistic about their financial future than they've been in decades. And then you say that that's all a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Well, you're just stupid and out of touch, if that's what you believe. And then, I mean, it's not just stupid. There's a lot of evil, too. Before I get to Ilhan Omar, Cory Booker, he said that he wants to drastically increase the cost of meat to encourage veganism. That's a winning platform right there. But then Ilhan Omar, she's the one. There's a transsexual powerlifter, a man who identifies as a woman, and he wants to compete against women in USA powerlifting. USA powerlifting doesn't allow men to compete against women. So Ilhan Omar, the virulently anti-Semitic new member of Congress, she's going to USA powerlifting and saying that there's no physical difference between men and women. And that's why it should be allowed. And here's my question for you, Ilhan Omar. Does your mosque allow transsexuals? Does your mosque do gay weddings? Or are you demanding of other organizations to do something that your mosque would never do? That's getting dangerous out there right now. Big lead at 2, coming up next.